Before we get to my main video, here's a great example of guys who don't care as much as this feminist. So this is Milo Yiannopoulos, and this is Gavin McInnes, and the feminist was all upset because she saw them having a good time, so she dumped water on them. So in the meantime, she went on to post on Twitter how upset she was and how angry she was, and then you look at these two gentlemen and how they reacted. Who do you think shows more power in this situation?
If you're wondering why we look like wet cats, it's because we are cats and we are wet. Somebody just ran past it. Fuck you!
A grumpy feminist just poured drinks on us. We managed to get her back.
It's literally water.
She's still yelling at us.
She's
from a quarter mile away.
Do you know, I actually quite like my hair like this. I think I look kind of fresh and youthful.
Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker. Couple updates. I haven't done much more on the bus. I'm waiting for some wiring to come in, some connectors and some other things like that. I did throw in some 12 volt wiring though, with what I did have. I ordered a couple of lights. Those aren't going to be final, but I got some lights so I can work after dark. And that's part of why I'm doing my videos out here instead of in front of my computer, is because the weather's a little bit cooler, it's nicer, and I like to get a little bit more work done on the bus. I went and grabbed my mouse mic and I repositioned myself, so hopefully the lighting won't go brighter and darker as I'm recording and my audio sounds a little bit better for you guys. That way I can film out here, enjoy my pipe and my scotch or whiskey or coffee or whatever it is I want to while I film for you guys. Next, I want to thank you, Mad Lads, and that is a great British expression, Mad Lad. I've stolen it and it is now mine. It's in my repertoire. You Mad Lads, for getting me to almost 1,100 subscriptions or subscribers. I was at like around 500 just a couple of videos ago, and you know, one of the things that I said was, hey, I want to get to 1,000 just because. And now I'm at 1,100, so I really appreciate it. That means a lot to me, guys, because that tells me you like my content, and I read what you guys post. So somebody mentioned that they'd like me to talk about careers and possible careers for bachelor in this type of life. I'm going to do that. I'll probably do that in another video or two. The second thing that I think is important is that we talk about framing, and this is what we're going to talk about today, is framing and the kind of the general rule that he who cares the least wins. And here's what I mean by that. Okay. So whether you're in a relationship, whether you're at a job, and whether you're purchasing something like a big purchase, he who cares the least wins. And here's what we mean by that, okay? Is that, first example is, let's say I'm in a relationship, okay? And we've all said, it's happened to me, and I know it's happened to a bunch of you guys, where you say, man, I did everything for her. I bought her nice things, I took her places, I showed her I cared, I did. And I loved, and so, and then she just walked away and broke my heart. And now she's out with some loser, or she's out with some Chad, or she's out with some whatever. All right? Well, see, the thing of it is, you cared more than she did. So, sorry if you got a shot up my nose there. She cares less than you do. You cared more than she does. So who loses? You do. Because you cared more. Now, why do women always chase around the bad boys? Why do they always say, well, I want to be with a bad guy? And then as they get older, that's when they want to be with us good guys, right? Why? Well, they think that bad boys who don't care have something going on. It means they have options. It means that she doesn't matter much to him, which automatically signifies that he has other things in his life that are important to him. And that's a signal of high value, okay? So, for example, if, and it's happened, again, in my relationships where, the last girl that I really cared for, I was with her 2 years. I did everything for her. I mean, Christmases were great. We went on vacation. I helped her with anything she needed, and she just flat up left me for some dude that was kind of a loser. And it really makes you think, like, what the hell happened? Well, it's because I cared more than she did. And when that happens, it automatically sends a signal that you're low value. Okay. Now it's not just in the dating world, but it's also in the work world and other places, but I'll get to that in a second. So what's the best advice we can give, whether you're now full on a monk or you're still in the dating world a little bit, or you're still like the hookup culture? If you care less, then it shows that you have a higher value for yourself. Okay? So the relationships that I had that were the girls that I couldn't get rid of, or I got rid of them and they came crawling back, and I got rid of them and they came crawling back, those were the ones where I didn't really care. You know, there was one relationship that I had, which it was just casual, it was fooling around, it was like friends with benefits kind of thing. And she came over to one night on a weekend, and she saw a pair of earrings on my nightstand that had been from another girl I had been fooling around with. And she saw those earrings, and she said, "What are those?" And I'm like, I had a couple of female friends that visited, and I was showing them through the apartment. I made some BS excuse. She knew I was making a BS excuse, but she said, "You know, if you've been fooling around with other women," and I said, look, we didn't make any promises to be exclusive, all right? I'm not trying to flaunt at your face, but we made no promises to be exclusive. If that's not what you want, that's cool. You know, you're more than welcome to go date somebody else. Like And she apologized to me, and she said, "Look, I as long as I don't know about the other girls, I don't care." Right? So then you take the girl that I was dating and I cared for, that I did everything for, and I was the one chasing her, and she always seemed to have control of the situation. So if it's whether you're dating or not, in at least the romantic and friendship scenario, if you care less than they do, you have the power. They also can't hurt you. You see, if you don't really care what she does and she ends up leaving you, okay, no big deal, right? Same thing will happen when you go to make purchases. So, you know, I just recently bought a motorcycle, but it's the same thing when it comes to cars or any larger purchase that you have to negotiate a little bit on. Is that if you go in and you say, "Man, that's the gray motorcycle, or that's the model I was looking for, it's exactly it, I love that bike." Well, you care more than the dealer does. And so you're automatically he's gonna ring you out. He's not gonna give you the very best deal because you care more than he does. But let's say, for example, when I went in, I went to a Yamaha dealer to look at the MT-09 and MT-10. And then I went to the Triumph dealer. Well, I told the guy at the Yamaha, I said, "You know, I'm definitely writing a check today. I'm definitely getting a bike today. And it's between this and the Triumph and a Honda CB 650 or 600, whatever it was." And I said, "So whoever gives me the best deal wins my business." And so I looked over the bike. I said, "Give me your very best price." But I didn't fawn over it. I didn't say, "This is definitely the winner." I said, "Just tell me what the best you can do." He came back. He gave me a price. Wasn't that great. I said, "Is this your best?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "All right, well, I'm going to go check out Triumph. And if they don't beat your deal, then maybe I'll be back. Are there any other Yamaha dealerships around here that I can also check out?" He said, "Well, I don't know." I said, "All right, I'll look it up." And I left. Well, as I was driving to the Triumph dealership, he called. I talked to the manager, so on and so forth, right? Now, I didn't go back there because Triumph gave me the deal that I wanted right up front. But the point is that if you want something more than they want, they're not going to haggle and deal with you. So he who cares the less wins the situation. And the last one I'll use as an example is work, okay? I had a horrible manager. And one day I just decided, "I've had enough, man. I'm going to quit." And I went in and I gave him my 2 weeks' notice. And I said, "You know, it's just not my thing anymore." And I hadn't even prepared another job. That's how frustrated I had a little bit in savings, but I didn't have that much. And it was probably, hindsight, it was probably a stupid move to make. But I was just so fed up. And I went in and I said, "I'm done. I can't. I'm just done." And I left. And within a week or so, he, as well as the regional vice president, had, because I was kind of a upper tier management, had given me a call to ask me to come back. And I said, "No, I'm not interested. You know, I can find other opportunities that pay me more, that I don't have to put up with this aggravation." And they started dealing with me. "Well, what if we gave you a little bit of a raise and maybe we could take this, you know, the scheduling or this other thing that you were in charge of and give it to somebody else?" They started working for me, right? I didn't ultimately end up going back. That's actually when I sold most of my stuff and started traveling around the world. But the point is that the less you care about a situation, a person, a job, anything, then the other person, you're going to come out ahead. Let's say you didn't get the vehicle you wanted and no one would deal with you. You win. You didn't get screwed over, at least. And let's say that you care less than the girl and she leaves. Didn't hurt your heart, didn't break your heart or anything, so you win. And let's say that when it comes to a job, let's say you said, "You know, I need a raise to keep doing XYZ," and they say no, and you leave. You win. Now, you have to make certain plans so you don't get run over the coals. But the ultimate kind of freedom in all of your life is caring less than everybody else. And, you know, I joke around by saying, you know, if somebody says something negative about what I do in my comments, go for it. Because I guarantee I care less than you do. Not about my channel and not about my content, but I don't know you. So your opinion doesn't really matter if it's negative. If it's positive, then it matters to me. But if it's negative, well, okay, so maybe I click when I talk, or maybe you don't like sitting here and watching me when I relight my pipe. I don't care. Don't care. I don't care if they wipe out my YouTube channel, because it's kind of a hobby. And maybe if I can get some monetization, that'd be cool. But if it doesn't happen for me, I don't care, you know? So when you get to the point where you care very little about whatever you're dealing with when it comes to other people, then that's where you'll win. Where you lose is by not caring about anything. You still got to care about what you do in your life. I visited my family. I traveled overseas for a couple of months, and I ended up gaining like 15 pounds. I've got quite a little belly going on here. I got to get rid of it, right? If I don't do it, I care, but the only person I'm hurting is myself. So you have to care about things you do for yourself. Same thing with this bus. If I decide to be lazy for a few days and not do any work, it doesn't really matter, except it's going to take all that much longer for the bus to get done and all that much longer for me to hit the road. So I'll wrap it up with this today, guys, is when it comes to dealing with other people, whether it's relationships, whether it's work, whether it's making big purchases, whether you get the wrong order at a restaurant, care less than the other guy does. And keep your head cool about it and keep level about it. And even if it hurts a little bit on the inside, you know, keep that within you, and then find out what it was that bothered you. Because the way society works is, here's reality. This is the way the real world works. This is what is. This is what you want things to be. And the further apart those two things are, that distance is your ego. Man, I told her I loved her. I did everything for her. I was so great for her. I did this. And she just walked away. Your expectations of what should happen, because you were a nice guy and you did all this wonderful, and what she really did, well, those are a long ways apart. That's a long ways of pain. But if you said, oh, you know, I'm okay with her, I'm nice to her, this, that, and the other thing, but if she leaves, she leaves. And she leaves. They're right next to each other. There's none of that gap for the ego to give you pain. Same thing with work. If you love what you do and you're passionate about it and you feel like you have to fight tooth and nail to keep this job, and if they let go of you, you're really going to be hurt by it. Reality, what you want, that distance is really going to hurt. So find a way to find some way in life to not care too much about things that are out of your control. And when you can do that, the opinions of other people, the things that they do to you and what hurts you and what makes you angry, and all that goes away. I cannot be controlled by outside influence. I mean, I can with physical matters, things like, but you can't, no one has control over my emotions. No one has control over how I feel about things. No one can hurt me. You become kind of bulletproof. Then the only person that ever hurts you is yourself. Guys, that's all for me today. I'll get another one out to you real soon, maybe about some fun careers that you can do and some things that give you a little bit more freedom and independence as a MGTOW, and we'll talk to you soon. Anyway, this is Liquid. Anyway, this is Joker, and this has been Better Bachelor. ¶¶